Acute kidney injury by All-Star Medics. Acute kidney injury in children is a potentially reversible decline in kidney function, leading to an inability to maintain normal homeostasis. It is characterized by elevated blood urea and serum creatinine, often accompanied by hyperkalemia, metabolic acidosis, and hypertension. Oliguria or anuria may be present, though some cases may present with polyuria, such as aminoglycoside toxicity. AKI causes are broadly classified as prerenal, renal, and postrenal. Prerenal causes result from hypoperfusion, such as dehydration, hemorrhage, sepsis, cardiac failure, and nephrotic syndrome. Renal or intrinsic causes include acute glomerulonephritis, HUS, acute interstitial nephritis, acute tubular necrosis, and nephrotoxins. Postrenal causes include congenital abnormalities such as posterior urethral valves, ureteral coles, prune belly syndrome, neurogenic bladder, and acquired obstruction from urolithosis, tumors, or clots. Clinical features depend on the underlying cause and include fluid overload, hypertension, edema, heart failure, hepatomegaly, gallop rhythm, pulmonary edema, intravascular depletion, tachycardia, hypotension, dry mucous membranes, oliguria, flank masses, and systemic signs like rash and arthritis in SLE or HSP. Investigations include urinalysis, urine microscopy, urine biochemistry, blood chemistry including electrolytes, urea, creatinine, bicarbonate, uric acid, full blood count, imaging such as KUB ultrasound and chest x-ray, and renal biopsy if needed. Treatment includes supportive care with careful fluid management, renal dosing of medications, and nutritional support. Renal replacement therapy is indicated for fluid overload, severe acidosis, persistent hyperkalemia, symptomatic uremia, anuria, or dialyzable toxins. Emergency management of hyperkalemia includes stopping potassium sources, K-exalate, nebulized or IV salbutamol, IV calcium gluconate, IV sodium bicarbonate, insulin glucose therapy, and diuretics. Other electrolyte disturbances and severe metabolic acidosis should be managed cautiously, with dialysis preferred in severe cases. Early nephrology consultation is essential for children with AKI, especially when complicated by hyperkalemia, acidosis, or fluid overload.